Hurricanes, riots, and wars. Journalists cover them all, and sometimes we lose sight of the personal dangers they face. French reporter Michel Perard was released yesterday after being held for 26 days in Afghanistan by the Taliban. Perard works for the weekly Paris Match. He was captured on October 9th, along with two Pakistani journalists, as they sneaked into the country. Perard spoke of his experiences yesterday and said he'd wait in Peshawar, Pakistan, the next few days, for the release of Mukram Khan and Mohammad Irfan Qureshi, his Pakistani colleagues, who are still left behind in Afghanistan. The Taliban threatened Perard with trial and execution on spy charges. Also in captivity are a Japanese photojournalist and two other Pakistani guides. They had been detained with the British journalist Yvonne Ridley, who was granted her freedom last month. Whether reporters enter Afghanistan under the supervision of Taliban escorts, watch the launch of airstrikes from American aircraft carriers, or camp out among Northern Alliance troops, independent reporting is very difficult. The danger is not just in Afghanistan. Across the world, journalists risk their lives trying to cover such stories as war, drug trafficking, and political corruption. Anthony Collings knows what it's like to fear for your life in the course of reporting a story. He was held at gunpoint while reporting for CNN in Beirut. He's just written a book about fellow risk-taking journalists called Words of Fire. He joins us from Ann Arbor. Welcome, Anthony Collings.
Thank you for having me.
This French reporter I just mentioned, Michel Perard, he snuck in disguised as a woman, completely veiled and covered up. He was found out. But what kind of information do you think he would have been able to get even if he had succeeded?
Well, actually, there's a wide range of information that a journalist could find out by sneaking into a country like Afghanistan. There are claims on both sides as to what is going on. The United States is talking about success with its bombing in taking apart the Taliban structure. The Taliban is claiming that it's holding up and that there have been significant civilian casualties. Well, it's only an independent journalist who can really check out these claims by seeing what the situation is on the ground.
What kind of stories do you think we get that we just would never get otherwise if it weren't for reporters like this, correspondents such as yourself and your fellows?
Well, there are great stories that these reporters can get just by going beyond what they're told is permissible. During the Gulf War, there were a number of journalists who refused to obey the Pentagon rules. The Pentagon, in order to control information, required that journalists stay in what they called pools, little small groups of journalists who would represent the other journalists, and the Pentagon would take them to specific locations, always with an escort, and they had to follow those rules. One of the journalists who decided to do it his own way was named Robert Fisk from the Independent of London, and he went to a border town called Kafji where there had been some fighting, and he saw with his own eyes that the official U.S. statement as to what was going on was incorrect. The Pentagon had said that the Iraqis had lost this border town, whereas in fact the fighting was still going on and they had not yet lost the border town at that time. Also, an AP reporter in that same border town saw that it was incorrect for the Pentagon to say that only Arabs were fighting in this particular battle. In fact, he saw U.S. Marines. Well, that's the kind of information we wouldn't get if we relied only on the official version.
And now, are there restrictions that you worry about now?
It looks like it's shaping up to be a situation similar to the Gulf War, where the Pentagon has pools of journalists that they take to selected locations with an escort, and there's something called security review, where what's written and what's photographed is shown to somebody, and although the Pentagon might never forbid the transmission of information, they might hold it up long enough so that it's too stale to actually use. But it is a little bit too soon to say what's going to happen, because this is a different war from the Gulf War, and there, in one sense, it could be harder for the Pentagon to control it, because you could have journalists all over Afghanistan who are finding their own way to get into the country.
Anthony Collings, his new book is called Words of Fire. He joined us from Ann Arbor. Thank you, Mr. Collings.
Thank you.